Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Today in Health IT, we're going to take a look at the humble leader. I had a conversation with Donna Roach yesterday, and she made a contribution to a Becker's article that I thought was profound. So we're going to talk about it. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16-hospital system and creator of This Week Health, a set of channels and events dedicated to transform healthcare one connection at a time. We want to thank our show sponsors who are investing in developing the next generation of health leaders, notable ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Hey, if you want to check out our news stories, thisweekhealth.com/news, great place to go to find the news that is relevant to you. Curated news stories, it separates the signal from the noise, so you just have the stories that are relevant. So check that out today. Hey, thank you for helping us raise money for childhood cancer. As you heard earlier, we are up close to 40, actually we're a couple hundred dollars short of $40,000 as a goal, and we owe that to you. And if you would like to participate in that, please go ahead and hit our website. Top blue banner is the lemonade stand, more prominent position this year. Click on that to give today. One last thing, share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Use it as a foundation for daily or weekly discussions on the topics that are relevant to you in the industry. Get a conversation going, mentor someone. The beauty of this is, agree with me, disagree with me, doesn't matter. The power is in the conversation you are going to have with the person that you are mentoring. And if you're somebody who's listening to this saying, man, I wish somebody would talk to me about this, seek somebody out and say, look, I'm listening to this podcast. Can we listen to it together? I'd love to talk to you about it. It's one way to find a mentor. They can subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. All right. Becker's did an article, which I really enjoyed and hated, if I were honest. It's one of those articles I enjoyed because there was so much insight in it. And it's one of the articles that I hated because it's loaded with, just platitudes and things about what leaders are that doesn't help. But regardless, there's a lot of really great stuff in this article. And the article is entitled The Changing Face of Leadership, Perspectives from 88 Healthcare Executives. In it, they ask the following question: which types of leaders are quickly becoming the most essential to your organization? In it, you're going to find some themes. Rapidly changing environment was a consistent refrain, and there's a bunch of other themes in it. But one answer really stuck out to me, and that was Donna Roach's answer. Donna Roach is the Chief Information Officer of University of Utah Health out of Salt Lake City. And she was actually on the keynote show last week, so you can listen to that. And she had this to say: aspiring leaders in the information technology realm, and I would say aspiring leaders anywhere, play a pivotal role in shaping the future. Here's a leadership-focused perspective on the three essential attributes I feel are essential to our organization. Number one, agility. Beyond mastering methodologies or frameworks, agile leaders embrace change as an opportunity. They're the compass during turbulence, steering teams towards innovation and adaptability. They can pivot easily while extending grace and confidence to others. I love that, extending grace and confidence to others. Because not everybody can pivot easily. Not everybody has the ability to change. There's different personality types. There's people that move faster than others, but agile leaders, actually, we're going to get to humility in a minute, but they can pivot while extending grace and confidence to others. And I think that's key, and humility is part of that. Number two, authenticity. An authentic leader wears the same face at work and in the community. They don't mask or hide vulnerabilities. Instead, they acknowledge strengths and weaknesses openly. Authenticity fosters trust, a cornerstone for collaboration and growth. And I would say trust is one of those foundational elements that's required for a leader. Authenticity is one of the things that leads to that trust, and that's what the point she's making here. Authenticity fosters trust, a cornerstone for collaboration and growth. And then she gets to the topic that I'm going to talk about today, humility. Humble leaders don't hoard the spotlight. They illuminate others. Like a gardener nurturing a diverse ecosystem, they empower team members to flourish. Their respect for each person's journey cultivates a fertile ground for collective development. When these attributes infuse an organization, they raise the value of IT and are fundamental to the organization's ongoing success. Agility, authenticity, and humility. Wow. I should just stop there and not comment on it. I'm not sure I can improve on her words, but of course, my pride won't let me stop there, and that's not why you tuned in. These are three powerful words, but this morning I'm really going to focus on humility. Humility is the purview of the humble. This is actually one of my demons as a leader. I can be proud and humble as a leader depending on the day and the situation. My pride has led me to do and say some really stupid things, which has not led to a better place for me, my team, or my organization. Humility is a personality trait characterized by a modest view of one's own importance. Okay, so humility, personality trait characterized by a modest view of one's own importance. It's a lot of times it's associated with being grounded, respectful, and devoid of ego and arrogance. People who exhibit humility are typically aware of their own limitations and imperfections, and they are open to others' perspectives and ideas. If you want a great DEI program, foster humility. Humble leaders that don't seek excessive attention or admiration, and they're able to acknowledge their faults and learn from their mistakes. I find humble leaders to have an accurate view of their own accomplishments and the role that they played in those accomplishments versus the role that others have played in those accomplishments. The proud seek their place in the spotlight. They crave recognition for their contributions. The humble may find recognition, but it's not sought. It's not the objective. The proud need to hear their own voice, whereas the humble seek to hear others. What is not said oftentimes can be heard by the humble, but only the loudest voice is heard by the proud. Humility is very misunderstood. It's not about having low self-esteem or self-deprecation, but rather having an accurate and balanced view of yourself in relation to the others and the larger context of the world. Sometimes we view the humble leader as weak, but that's really a mistake. It takes courage, patience, honesty, and respect to be humble. Courage to face the world as an imperfect person that needs others. Patience with yourself and others. Flawed humans trying to face the challenges that have been placed in front of us. Honesty to view one's accomplishments and position in light of our contributions to that success versus what we've received through the contribution of others. And respect to see other people in the room as co-workers, co-creators, co-contributors to any work that we will accomplish today or in the future. I've said that I find courage to be in short supply in healthcare leaders today. We can come back to that in another podcast, but if courage is in short supply, humility is rare. As I said, I've been both leaders, sometimes in the same day, almost schizophrenic, craving the spotlight one moment and giving it away later in the day, feeding my ego with one sentence and building someone else up with the next. Humility is not something we master and move on. It's a daily discipline that is cultivated through other disciplines. Self-awareness, listening, gratitude, seeking others' input, keeping our mouth shut from time to time, embracing our failures and mistakes as valuable teachers, serving others, asking questions, and even listening to a podcast and recognizing that we can find wisdom from others. Congratulations. The very act of listening to this podcast means you're practicing humility. that phrase may make you feel proud of your accomplishment. I did it. I'm listening. I'm humble. And there you have a simple example of why this is not something to be mastered, but something to be worked on daily and almost hour by hour. Humility is an ongoing journey. Over time, practicing some of these disciplines will lead to a more natural response of humility from you. And I'm not talking about false humility, by the way. We see this is the characteristic I think I see most prevalent. And it's we say the words, we say the, oh, I couldn't have done this without my team, I couldn't have whatever, and we hog the spotlight. Or it's like our actions don't match our words. Are you truly humble? Do you truly recognize the value and contribution of your team? Do you truly recognize the people in your community that are relying on you to be successful and to do your job effectively? That is only cultivated through disciplines, through constant reflection on your contribution to this versus the contribution of others. One of the things I've found to be extremely helpful in my pride humility journey is journaling, reflecting on the day that was and the day that's about to come to me. For me, it is a practice of faith and something I've learned to do daily. In fact, I started the practice of journaling right after one of the most humbling experiences in my life. By the way, one of the most profound ways you can learn humility is by being humbled. It's a painful process, but one that I found all leaders worth following have gone through and learned from. I want to thank Donna Roach for including these words in her answer. Yes, we need leaders that are mission-driven problem solvers that can conceive new approaches to age-old problems. We need visionary and inspiring leaders that can see the future and lead others to create it. I'm not taking anything away from these answers from the other 87 leaders. However, we need people with a foundation of character to lead us there. Humble leaders who will value the contribution of a team and lead us to a place that is better for everyone. All right, that's all for today. Don't forget, share this podcast with a friend or colleague. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders. Notable, ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.